The H5N1 bird flu has set a new record this year, resulting in the death of over 53 million birds in the U.S. However, these deaths are not all attributed to the bird flu. In fact, the overwhelming majority is from proactively culling, the killing of farm animals to prevent an outbreak in the first place, leading many to worry about our future food supply in the U.S. The H5N1 detection and proactive culling has extended to 46 states, according to a report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The report also says that the number of U.S. states affected in 2022 is more than double the number of states that were affected in 2015, the previously largest bird flu outbreak year on record. 1.8 million chickens are to be executed in Nebraska, after already culling 6.8 million farm birds. In Iowa, 15.5 million birds have been culled this year. And in Maryland, recent infections have led to the killing of 24,000 birds, based on only 22 samples from 22 birds that tested positive for the bird flu. Although the CDC has tracked the health of more than 5,000 people with exposures to bird flu virus-infected birds, only one positive human case has been reported this entire year. So, the real danger with bird flu isn't human transmission as much as it is a food supply issue, because millions of farm-raised birds, chickens, turkeys, geese, etc., are killed en masse to proactively avoid an outbreak. But is it worth it? How effective is this method? In the United Kingdom, half of the free-range turkeys produced for Christmas have been killed, 600,000 out of 1.3 million. And the government has ordered a bird pandemic lockdown, forcing all poultry and captive birds in England to be kept indoors, since H5N1 is thought to originate with wild birds. Free-range chicken eggs are expected to run out by March, as supermarkets have already begun rationing egg boxes. Because the chickens are being ordered by the government to stay indoors, after 16 weeks, the eggs they produce can no longer be marked as free-range. The bird flu has had 257 confirmed cases in birds since October of 2021, growing more frequent in 2022. The number of precautiously culled birds far exceeds the number of infected birds, and even further exceeds the number of deaths from infection in these birds. Again, we are killing our own food supply, not the bird flu. However, the bird flu is wreaking havoc in the wild. For example, in Peru, several beaches were found to be littered with the carcasses of over 5,000 pelicans who had contracted H5N1. In response, Peru followed the extreme example set by the US and UK, slaughtering more than 37,000 chickens, setting a worldwide precedent for chicken culling. Just like with the solution to the bird flu problem seems to be worse than the infectious disease itself, and results in way more deaths than would have occurred from a true outbreak. Americans especially should prepare for even more price inflation with eggs, chicken, and turkey. Fill your freezer if you can, and please pray for the future of this country's food supply.
Americans are gonna get furious when they hear this. After a year of paying the highest food prices in nearly four decades, industry insiders are warning that your grocery bill is set to shoot up even higher this winter, and the coming round of increases is gonna be extremely painful. 50, 60, and even 70% price hikes are no longer a threat, but a reality millions of households in the United States are already facing. At this point, more than one in five American families is reporting food insecurity due to the skyrocketing costs, according to the results of a survey released yesterday by the Urban Institute. Our domestic food production took a massive hit this year, and farmers are fuming, with the situation saying that things are definitely not gonna be okay. Meanwhile, supermarket CEOs and restaurant chains are telling the public to buy and stock up on supplies while they still can, because conditions are only gonna get more complicated from here on. In other words, it's time to get ready for a cold, dark winter, while our hard-working population gets increasingly fed up with the oppressive cost of living and the abusive surge in food inflation that may send some people over the edge. Winter is coming, and so is another price shock at grocery stores. Tens of millions of Americans are already struggling with empty shelves and inflated prices, and according to ReadyWise, an emergency food supply company, U.S. consumers shouldn't ignore food shortage warnings because these alarming trends are expected to continue and worsen in 2023, with egg prices soaring 40%, chicken and meat prices rising 22%, flour getting 23% more expensive, and even bread facing double-digit price increases. It's clear that the official rate of food and grocery inflation, currently standing at 12 and 14% respectively, do not tell the whole story. What consumers are seeing when they go to the supermarket is deeply disturbing. A new report published by the New York Times revealed that shoppers are reporting 50 to 70% price increases at their local supermarkets. Susan Pollock, a property manager from Marina Del Rey, California, said that at a local Costco, a five-pack of short ribs is almost 70% higher than a year ago, jumping from around $60 to $200 last month. "I told my husband we're never having short ribs again," she said. At a Stop and Shop in Elizabeth, New Jersey, Hoggadale, the 35-year-old Instacart shopper pointed out that a single packet of powder drink mix that once sold for 25 cents shot up to 56 cents, more than doubling in price. "Lord forbid if you have a big shop to do," Miss Dale said as she left the grocery store with a customer's order, "you're literally penny pinching. This inflation thing is a real problem," another shopper added. "When you are paying twice as much to fill your gas tank and twice as much for everything, you've got to say to yourself, well, can I really afford to buy everything I need?" As food staples face a price barrel, more and more people are being forced to cut back on spending to be able to make meat. For Angie Goodman, a housekeeper from Culver City, California, who would usually eat meat once a week, the recent spikes that push the price of steak up by 50% mean that she may only be able to eat meat once a month. Miss Goodman, 54, noted that she makes less than $15 an hour, a figure that has remained stagnant as the cost of living continued to climb. "Basic things are very expensive," she said. "It's crazy. I'm just taking extra loans to pay for my expenses. I'm maxing out on my credit cards." In recent weeks, furious shoppers have flooded the internet with stories on how much the rise in everyday expenses is impacting their families. One of them shared their shopping on Reddit, shocking others with a basket of just 15 items for over $50. "When I saw the bill, I definitely felt that America is getting way too expensive to even cover basic needs," he wrote. The bad news is that the next wave of price increases is expected to reflect the ripple effect of over 24 months of disruptions in our food supply chain and our domestic agricultural production. In plain English, prepare your wallets because another blow is coming. Some of the nation's leading food suppliers, farmers, industry insiders, supermarket CEOs, and restaurant chains are all sounding the alarm about winter price hikes. Early last month, Kraft, Tyson, and Campbell Soup all warned they would raise prices on a series of products due to surging costs for labor, packaging, ingredients, and transportation. The Wall Street Journal reported fast food joints like McDonald's, Shake Shack, and Cracker Barrel have also said they will pass on the higher cost of consumers this holiday season. Inflation is real and it's not gonna get any better anytime soon in the restaurant business. Shake Shack CEO Randy Carotti said at the company's latest investor conference, "Campbell Soup just revealed plans to raise prices for the fourth time this year, with the rising cost of some products hurting sales to baby boomers." CEO Mark Klaus noted, "We know the pressure that consumers are feeling," Klaus said, arguing that they don't know what else they can do to navigate the current economic environment. On top of that, Tyson Foods said another 24% increase in beef prices is coming before year's end starting this month. And Sandison Farms, the country's third largest chicken producer, said that the cost of its products is gonna jump 34% during this final quarter. Food maker and processor Hormel Foods shared an even more alarming forecast, given that prices for corn and soybean meal for livestock feed surge 125% and 40% respectively. Prices at the store are gonna go up accordingly this winter. If prices of grain-based meals animals and meat at our local supermarkets absorb even a fraction of these spikes, this means we are all in deep trouble. The average American household is already being forced to spend an extra $500 per month on food, according to an analysis from Moody's Analytics senior economist Ryan Sweet. Are you ready to see your grocery bill doubling, tripling, and reaching stratospheric heights in the next few months? Because more than one in five U.S. households are not. A survey released yesterday by the Urban Institute and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation found that 22% of American families reported food insecurity in September, with food prices skyrocketing at the same time that many of the pandemic relief provisions have ended. Many families and individuals have struggled to afford enough food. Jamie Bartle, senior program officer at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, said in a statement, "Policies need to be put in place immediately to ensure that everyone in every community in America, especially our children, has equitable access to healthy, affordable food," he emphasized. "The outlook is not reassuring. I think food prices are going to continue to increase for probably a good year and a half, alerts Phil Leppert, founder of SupermarketGuru.com. On the same note, supermarket CEO John Kaiser is urging Americans to buy now, because food inflation will only get much worse. "I've seen price increases coming through for the whole year, between price increases and shrink inflation, where it used to be 32 ounces, now it's gonna be 28 ounces. It's anywhere from a 10 to a 50% increase in food prices." The food industry expert encouraged Americans nationwide to stock up on their favorite products to get a better return on your investment, especially if prices soar over the holiday season. Even the USDA is saying that all food categories are expected to increase as we head toward the end of 2022. And yes, that's on top of the grocery price hikes consumers have already been forced to endure throughout the whole year. Those who work in the industry are extremely frustrated with the situation, especially when they're blamed for price increases that are beyond their control. In a recent video, one angry farmer explained why your grocery bill will keep rising. Holly, who operates the family-run farm in Milan, Ohio, used her TikTok account to explain why farmers can see the dark horizon ahead of shoppers in grocery stores. "There are things that we have to buy to keep running. There's something we have to buy that 2 years ago cost us $24. Last year was about $46. This year it's costing us $96. That's a 40% surge in the past 24 months. Another local farmer was drowning in the cost to feed his cattle, $8,000 a month, they revealed. "Please understand, food prices are going to go up," she pleaded. "People want to act like it's the farmer's fault. It's not the farmer's fault. We are barely making it to grow the stuff so you guys are able to get it this holiday season." With increasing desperation, she added, "Guys, this is not going away. Stop sticking your head in the sand and thinking, oh, it's gonna be okay. It's not gonna be okay," she stressed. The truth is that just as grocery prices for certain farm inputs are outpacing the inflation rate, a University of Illinois study reported in April, a general index for farm index prices is more than double the general inflation rate right now, and in the last quarter alone, Quartz reports that U.S. food production costs were up 11% to $437 billion, with fertilizers, which are energy intensive to manufacture, and pesticides experiencing some of the biggest price increases. More than 57% of the fertilizer used in the United States is nitrogenous, and a critical input for nitrogenous fertilizers is natural gas, which can account for 70 to 90% of its manufacturing cost. When the price of fertilizer goes up, those increased costs can show up in the price of food. Moreover, hikes in oil prices, conflicts, emerging diseases, poor governance, and supply chain imbalances, transportation challenges have all come together to create a potentially devastating scenario for our food system, analysts said. These facts factors have created a perfect storm for a food collapse. Chair of the Academy of the Global Food Economics warned, adding assault to injury, demand for food isn't flexible. Consumers may be able to skip other purchases such as clothing or gasoline, but at the end of the day, everyone has to eat. The big elephant in the room is the need for us to change our diets as a result of increasing demands. Unless urgent action is taken, the experts caution that the crisis could have dire consequences. Changes in the availability of food might alter the way we eat for years. Social conflicts could be aggravated and spread. Purely instability in major urban areas. A breakdown in food systems could throw the entire nation into disarray, explained Chris Barrett, an economist and food policy at Cornell University. A food crisis is a price crisis, he said, stressing that its implications are widespread and touch every person's life, even if they don't immediately realize it. It really is a bunch of crises coming together. Food is a key element of any community's culture. When that element becomes less or is removed altogether, civil turbulence can certainly erupt. Food at its basic level is not discretionary, Mark Hamrick, a senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com. That's the challenging aspect to the circumstances we are in. Consumers are prepared for high prices to persist in the foreseeable future, and it's prudent for individuals to continue to be cautious with their household budgets, he advised. It's belt-tightening time and has been for a while, Hamrick said. Unfortunately, the mess has been made. The damage done to our food supply chain cannot be undone overnight. Right now, no matter what actions the government takes, life is gonna get more expensive for all of us, and a lot more difficult for millions of low-income families out there. Even if you are well-fed and all your loved ones and neighbors are well-fed, you are gonna be impacted by this. This winter will be a troubling time for all Americans. Anger, frustration, and despair will continue to sweep the United States. It feels like our hard-working population can never catch a break.